entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congress barreling toward another deadline at the end of this month to extend government funding. The House today passing a stopgap measure. It still needs to be passed by the Senate.
The GOP plan extends government funding through November 21st, and it includes close to $90 million to boost security for federal officials. But some Republicans say the measure doesn't include enough money to protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. President Trump, in a social media post, says he had a, quote, very productive phone call with China's President Xi today. No details released, though, about the tentative TikTok deal to keep the Chinese-owned company running in the U.S. Both leaders expected to meet next month at the APEC summit. Stocks this hour are trading up. This is ABC News. Ticketmaster coming under fire again for ticket purchasing tactics that have been the source of the frustration for music fans for years.
The Federal Trade Commission and seven states allege Ticketmaster and its parent company Live Nation knowingly allow and in fact even encourage brokers to use multiple Ticketmaster accounts to circumvent the system, meaning scalpers can buy more tickets than posted limits allow and resell them at a markup. And Ticketmaster can allegedly take an extra cut of the fees consumers pay on the resale market.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. In 2024, Ticketmaster was sued for operating as a monopoly. The bells are ringing again at Notre Dame in Paris. The north and south towers of the cathedral opening officially more than 6 years after the fire. French President Emmanuel Macron today on hand for the unveiling tomorrow. The towers open for public tours. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fall is the season for reinvention, and it's easy to do at Macy's Fall Favorite Sale. Come in and find your new favorite styles, like romantic ruffled dresses, chic trenches, cashmere sweaters, and textural fall layers, which are perfect for mixing and matching. All for 20 to 50% off. So if you're looking for your new favorite things, look no further than the Fall Favorite Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. Chances of showers throughout the day. Thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. Slow-moving low-pressure system over the state. Chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A new lawsuit filed over uncounted ballots in the city of Madison seeking damages for 193 people denied their right to vote in the November 2024 presidential election. The suit seeks to have a jury determine compensatory and punitive damages for the voters whose ballots weren't counted. Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski has been named president of the Midwestern Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Romanski says he looks forward to representing Wisconsin in important policy discussions across the Midwest. And Wisconsin cranberry growers are seeing an above-average yield this season. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association tells WXPR the group estimates 5.3 million barrels of berries will be grown this season. That's down from record seasons in recent years. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh, man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in, and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere-certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winikins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and St. Associates, your auto owner's agents, downtown Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The Durand, Arkansas School District has received a $100,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the grant will be used for a new robotic welder.
What we are using those funds for are the purchase of a robotic welding system. So essentially we're going to be able to embed that into a number of our tech ed manufacturing classes. If you talk to a lot of the folks in the industry, there's a huge need for individuals that have those skills. So our plan is to get that equipment. There's a great deal of training that accompanies it. And in fact, we have the in-kind donation of the training itself is nearly $100,000 as well. So we are essentially getting all of this at no cost to the school district.
Nelson says that new welders should be ready for classes next school year. There could be an increase in admission to the Tarrant Park pool next summer because of donations. Admission was $2 a person this year. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says that could increase to $4 for next summer.
Basically, you know, we were $2 to get in. The idea that we would probably have to double it if we didn't get some donations, so it'd probably be $4 or so to get in instead, which comparable pools.
The city is working on finding donations to help keep admission prices near the $2 mark. Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to have the Apostle Islands designated as a national park. The islands are just off the coast of the Red Cliff Reservation, and the Red Cliff Ojibwa tribe previously stated that they oppose such an action due to concerns about a possible influx of visitors. Tiffany introduced the measure in the House on Thursday, saying the Apostle Islands are a national treasure and deserve the distinction of becoming the state's first national park. Authorities in La Crosse are filing charges against a man accused of injuring four police officers and a nurse. Police responded Wednesday to a situation in which 24-year-old Devin Knapp reportedly had violated a no-contact order. When officers made contact with Knapp, reports say he bit two of them and later at a local hospital injured two other officers and scratched a nurse. Charges against Knapp include battery to law enforcement and disorderly conduct. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Wisconsin's latest human case of West Nile virus has been reported in Dunn County, where County Health Department Director KT Gallagher is urging residents to take precautions.
You never know what's going to happen to you and your immune system. We encourage folks to fight the bite, meaning to use mosquito repellent that works best for them and their family while they're out, especially during dawn and dusk when the mosquitoes are most likely to be active.
The Dunn County case was detected in a healthy blood donor, and while most people will experience mild or no symptoms, West Nile can result in serious neurological damage in some infected persons. This is the state's 12th human case of West Nile, and according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, 10 of those have resulted in hospitalizations. The Dodge County Sheriff says the man who reportedly made threats while videotaping himself outside of Byron High School is now in custody. The Sheriff's Department says Daniel James Lewison was taken into custody at about 6 p.m. Thursday night by the Dodge County Sheriff's Department and the West Concord, Minnesota Police Department. Earlier in the school day, on Thursday, Byron, Hayfield, Kaysen, Manterville, and Triton schools all were advised by law enforcement to enact a soft lockdown after Lewison posted a threatening video on Facebook. A Jackson County resident is facing what records show to be his 11th charge of OWI. 56-year-old Charles Spangler of Elma Center was arrested Wednesday evening after a vehicle accident. Police say Spangler refused field sobriety tests and a firearm was found in his vehicle. When arrested, Spangler was already on parole for an earlier OWI conviction. The first headliner for the 2026 Northern Wisconsin State Fair has been announced. According to a social media post from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Sawyer Brown will be joining them as a Leinenkugel's main stage performer on Wednesday, July 8th. Ticket sales will be announced for the show at a later date. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Oktoberfest USA in La Crosse is being recognized as one of the best Oktoberfest events in the country. Results released this week in USA Today's 2015 10 Best Reader Choice Awards ranked the event as the sixth best Oktoberfest celebration in the country. USA Today cited the festival's parade, medallion hunt, lederhosen games, carnival rides, and abundance of beer as highlights of the event. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I remember brushing my hair and looking down and thinking, oh my gosh, do I have any hair left?
If you want thick, healthy, gorgeous hair, then you need Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy but still mild with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. Chances of showers throughout the day. Thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. Slow-moving low-pressure system over the state. Chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 64.
The Brewers hit the road and start a three-game series in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Tonight, I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jacob Mizorowski facing Sonny Gray in the pitching matchup. Their magic number down to four after last night's 5-2 win over the Angels. The Brewers up six games on the Cubs in the Central with nine games left to play. Packers shoot for their third straight win on Sunday when they take on the Browns in Cleveland. The Packers heavy favorites in the effort to remain unbeaten. Last night, the Buffalo Bills became the first team to 3-0. They knocked off Miami 31-21 in Orchard Park. Josh Allen passing for three touchdowns in the win. The Big Ten released its conference men's basketball schedule on Thursday. Each team will play 20 regular season games before the conference tournament, which will feature all 18 teams for the first time. Wisconsin will start league play at home on December 3rd against the Northwestern Wildcats. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-791-1313. 800-791-1313.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Larson looks for improvement at the Magic Mile. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart. Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
It's a big day for us here. Let's get it done.
On paper, it's easy. Win and advance with the truth. It's harder than the road they drive on.
Right on his bumper.
12 drivers remain, hoping to match dreams.
Here they come to the line.
With destiny and claim a cup filled with history. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, brought to you by Coca-Cola at New Hampshire, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Kyle Larson will be among the favorites in this Sunday's Mobile One 301 at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway, with three runner-up finishes at the one-mile oval over the years, plus back-to-back top fives the last two seasons. However, Larson has yet to win there and knows his Hendrick Motorsports team has some work to do to get the job done this weekend.
I enjoy that track a lot. I enjoy the region. I enjoy everything about New Hampshire. It's just not been a place that I've been extremely good at in the past. You know, we've been decent, but not great like you need to be. But hopefully going back this year will be better.
For more on the New Hampshire race weekend, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
If you have perennials that are too crowded and not as nice looking as they used to be, it's time to divide them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. From one plant, you'll have many more plants as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Of daylilies that are getting a little too snug in their bed and crowding each other out. It's time to divide them and to have new plants for another spot in the yard or to share. Plants that bloom in spring and early summer, such as daylilies, phlox, coreopsis, daisies, and irises, can be divided in the fall. Bob Polomsky is an extension horticulturist at Clemson University. He says perennials are usually divided every 3 to 5 years, or when they start to crowd themselves into non-flowering clumps of leaves and roots.
It's important to go ahead and divide them, knowing that in the center, it looks like the roots have all matted together from the solid mass. You need to focus on the outside and remove those plants and then replant them. And I would try to plant them at least maybe 6 to 12 inches apart.
Polomsky recommends moistening the soil before you lift out the plants. He says a spading fork is his digging tool of choice because it minimizes the amount of damage that you may be doing to the roots. If you have 2 spading forks, what might be a tough job becomes easier.
Take 2 spading forks back to back and you push them together and they easily slide apart that mesh of fibrous roots. And so it's a nice, easy way of separating some of the thick fibrous-rooted perennials with others. You really need to get down on your hands and knees and just tease them apart.
Divide your plants at least 4 to 6 weeks before the first freeze so they have time to get settled in. Replant them as soon as you can at the same depth they were originally. Water well and add mulch. Find more tips for dividing perennials at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To lower grain trade on Friday. This is the American Ag Network. Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at Stone X. Arlen, grain and oilseed trade on Friday. Corn's quiet. Beans under a bit of pressure. Wheat is mixed. What stands out to you in this grain trade as we near the end of the week?
What stands out to me is how soybeans sold off when reports came from both China and the White House that they had completed their call, believed to be almost 3 hours long, and there was no mention of soybeans, no mention of a commodity trade agreement. And in fact, we're not certain if they even agreed. There seems to be differences in their statements, whether they even agreed on TikTok. So overall, while the statements were cordial, and they said that conversations were good, it doesn't look like we're much further along in negotiations right now. And they will meet again at the APEC conference at the end of October, but that means we go forward without soybean exports in all likelihood. So soybeans took a hit when that news hit, and so they're kind of leading the way down. Corn hanging on to some very modest gains, though, yet at this hour.
Well, we talked about this a bit yesterday, that the markets seem to be waiting on the next headline, and to the point of the U.S.-China talks and no deal on soybeans, there's one headline. I think the other is going to be more concrete harvest results here over the next few weeks.
Absolutely. And those harvest results are starting to roll in. And what we've learned from them is there's a lot of variability out there. There are some very poor yields. There are some very good yields I've been very impressed with. Fungicide treatments seem to have made a big difference depending on when you did them or whether you did one or two treatments. That seemed to make a big difference on yield this year, especially depending on where you're at and what the local disease pressure was. But we are seeing a high degree of variability with, as I said, some poor yields and some very good yields. And how all that comes together and how the good ones outweigh the bad ones is going to be decided in the weeks ahead and the market responding accordingly.
Live and feeder cattle showing some green here ahead of the cattle on feed report. Hogs a little bit lower. What stands out to you in the proteins here on Friday?
Yeah, we are kind of maintaining a little bit of a positive bias, like you said, on the cattle market. We still do have some more business to do in the Southern Plains. Cattle on feed report expected out this afternoon. There seems to be a sense among the feedlots that still have cattle to sell that they're holding out for a little bit more money. Packers still fighting over a very tight supply, trying to maintain market share despite a recent collapse in the product market.
That's Arlen Suderman with StoneX on the American Ag Network.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is proposing massive animal marketing fee hikes. We'll explain coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at World Dairy Expo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A proposal by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection would severely increase registration and inspection fees for animal markets, dealers, and truckers. Jason Munyani, Executive Director of Government Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says the price hikes are enormous.
This proposal is to massively increase fees for the programs and registration fees and inspection fees for animal markets, dealers, and truckers. And some of these fees are increasing 1,700%.
For example, a Class A animal market fee would jump from $420 to $7,430 annually. Yangi says that the increased costs would add undue stress to the entire supply chain in Wisconsin.
Putting this on the backs of the entire industry and funding the entire program with just industry fees not only puts a financial burden on the markets, dealers, and truckers that are bringing animals to market, but also puts us wildly outside of the fees that are charged by our neighboring states. We anticipate that those fees will unavoidably be passed down to farmers. I don't see any way that they wouldn't be.
One of the biggest concerns for those opposed to the large increases is that animal markets that are located near neighboring states would most likely close due to the large jump in fees. And that could have an adverse effect on even some of the local meat processors in portions of the state near borders of neighboring states. Public comments on the proposed fees are open at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website until October 15th. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekens.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekens. University of Wisconsin River Falls faculty and staff, along with a recent UW River Falls graduate, traveled to Thailand as part of a larger group this past summer to learn about that country's growing dairy industry and explore opportunities to collaborate. The trip was funded by a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. The idea behind the grant was to promote collaboration and networking between the dairy industries in Wisconsin and Thailand, said Grace Lewis, a UW River Falls assistant professor of food science and principal investigator for the grant. Lewis was joined on the 9-day trip by UW River Falls dairy plant manager Ruben Nielsen, recent UW River Falls graduate Neva Bollinger, director of quality and grading for Wisconsin Aging and Grading Cheese Incorporated, Randy Swenson, and UW River Falls assistant professor of geology, Kevin Thason. They were also accompanied by representatives from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin who helped organize the travel. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, are reintroducing bipartisan legislation, the Fertilizer Research Act, which would require the U.S. Department of Agriculture to conduct a study on competition and trends in the fertilizer market and their subsequent impacts on prices. Grassley, a lifelong family farmer and member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, said fertilizer is an essential tool of our farmers rely on to maintain healthy soil and improve crop yields. Ernst said, "I'm working hard to drive down fertilizer costs and make life more affordable for both farmers and consumers. By gaining a better understanding of the fertilizer industry, the approach will provide the foundational knowledge needed to give farmers much-needed clarity and certainty as the harvest approaches." The Fertilizer Research Act is endorsed by the National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Association, American Farm Bureau Federation, National Farmers Union, and other organizations. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico are set to formally begin consultations ahead of the review of their regional USMCA trade accord next year. The U.S. and Mexico announced this week. The consultation process began Wednesday. Mexican Economy Minister Marcelo Ebrard said an evaluation of the trade pact's results over the past 5 years will take place between now and the end of the year to prepare for negotiations over a possible extension of the agreement in 2026. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, which estimates that USMCA covers nearly $2 trillion in U.S. goods and services within the region, made a similar announcement in an official notice seeking public comment on the matter. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney last month said his government would also hold industry consultations on the trade agreement this fall, though Canada's process has not yet formally begun. Bovine bird flu is now a thing in Nebraska, according to the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. The NDA and USDA in recent days identified a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a dairy cattle herd in central Nebraska. The Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, working with the National Veterinary Services Laboratories, confirmed a similar strain of the virus to what infected a herd in California. Cattle are at little risk of death with proper care, and the herd has been quarantined, officials said. Nebraska State Veterinarian Dr. Roger Dudley asked the state's cattle producers to monitor their biosecurity protocols and contact a vet if they noticed any symptoms. The state warned farmers to watch for decreases in hunger and milk production, along with clear nasal discharge, tacky or loose feces, dehydration, fever, and lethargic behavior. Here in the state of Wisconsin, no dairy cattle have been infected with the HPAI virus. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms are expected through the weekend in our ag weather forecast. Now, scattered shower chances will also continue into early next week, though rain chances will be a bit lower each day. Then mainly dry weather is expected from Wednesday onward next week. Highs will range from the upper 60s through upper 70s through late next week, with no appreciably dry or breezy days through the period. Mostly cloudy today, a 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs will be 69 to 74, relative humidities at 75 to 80%. Southeast winds at 6 to 11 will see anywhere from 5 one-hundredths to 1-tenth of an inch of precipitation and about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of showers or storms. Lows 57 to 62, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southeast winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. Anywhere from 2-tenths to 3-tenths of an inch of precipitation. For Saturday, an 80% chance of a shower or storm. Highs 69 to 74. Relative humidities at 75 to 80%. South winds at 5 to 8. Another 2-tenths to 3-tenths of an inch of precipitation possible. Could see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 70 to 75. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs once again 70 to 75.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Make sense. I stumbled to the kitchen. She was standing at the sink. All she had to do May sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit, or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just give me that way. Slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze her, have a stiff drink. All she's gotta do is just give me that way.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was storming through the house that day, and I could tell she was leaving.
And I thought, oh, she'll be back. Till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away. She said, give it away. And that big four poster king size bed, where so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. So just give it away. So I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away, just give it away. And I said, now, honey, don't you even want your half of everything? She said, give it away, just give it away, just give it away. Nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away. Still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love. And I can't even give it away.
I wanna see you look at me.
Took some time, but I feel Everywhere I look, I see temptation. She stands on every corner and calls my name. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man pays the band? Oh, they're billing me for killing me. Lord have mercy on the working man. Uncle Sam's got his hand himself each time he needs a dime. Them politicians treat me like a mushroom, 'cause they feed me bull and keep me in the blind. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the
Michelle Franzen. A federal judge has tossed out a $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times brought by Donald Trump.
Just 3 days after President Trump filed his lawsuit, a federal